Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
We're learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Kuf Tezvav. The Vat starts with the Shaila, Yiboilu, Hechzikihi Melchama Ba'ilam. What's it then if we didn't know there was any Melchama in the world? The only way we knew that there was Melchama if the Isha herself tells us that there was a Melchama, and she said that her husband died in the Melchama. The Mishnah said that if there's a Melchama ba'olam, when there's a Melchama, and the Isha says Neis Bali, she's not Neman, because since it's a Melchama, so therefore, we are cheshish that maybe she's saying b'didami. She sincerely believes that the husband's dead, because she's jumping to conclusions, she's making assumption that the husband died because he was wounded in the war, ba'ifin that she didn't think he'll be able to survive, and a war is not a place which he could stay around to make sure. So therefore, we're chayshish v'vididami. The Gemara Shail is, that's when we know there's a war. But what if we didn't know she was a war? She told us that there was a war. Do we say, mi'aminan, do we say, ma'ala l'shaker, why would she lie? She has a migoy. D'ibay amr shalom ba'ilam. She didn't have to tell us it was a war in the first place. So Mela, if she wanted to lie, she could have just said that her husband died without a war. Since she told us it's a war, we say Mala L'Shaker, and we say that she's Neman. Aydilma, Kevin Ischaska, Amr B'didami. Once we know there's a war, we do have a Chash B'didami, even though you have a Mala L'Shaker. That's the Gemara Shaila. So Taisus is bothered. Amigli only works when Mechaysh is that somebody's lying. There we say that if they had wanted to lie, they could have said a better lie. The fact that they said this is a raya, they're saying the truth, because anyway, that Eitzah, if they wanted to lie, had to make us believe them. But here, we're not Chaysh, she's lying. Mechaysh, she sincerely believes the Baal is dead. She's just saying by the dummy, so what does it help a Mala L'Shaker? So Taisa says, the Gemara doesn't really mean Migoy. The Gemara means that you see that she's a bigger daikun. You see that she's not the type to say by the dummy. She's not the type not to be careful. You see how careful she is. She goes and tells her to say there's a war. You see how she's trying to get all the details correct. So therefore, we're not afraid that she's maybe saying by the dummy. We're not chayshish for by the dummy because she's a bigger daikun. That's what Taisus learns. The Rishayim, the Ramban, Rashi, and Rizva, Mashma, a little bit of different vart. It's mashia from them that the whole chash b'didami is only when we know independently that there's a war. If she comes and tells us there's a war, which we didn't know without her, and she has like a migudi b'ayi shasik, she could have not said anything, so that doesn't make us have a chash b'didami. Al-Kopanim, that's the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara is a shakal v'tari to try to bring a raya to the Shaila, and the Gemara is matka the raya, and the Gemara never ends up being paishat the Shaila. So, the Rif and the Rosh say that since the Gemara wasn't Peshit to Shaila, we go L'Chumra, Avdin L'Chumra. Which means that we don't allow her to get married if she was a Zika Muhammad Ba'ila. And L'Chair, it also means that even if she did get married without us letting her, or if someone B'Tayis allowed her to get married, the Lacha would be Amnisus Teitze, because you go L'Chumra. And Mamela, even B'Dievet, she got married, you would go L'Chumra and say Amnisus Teitze. But the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam holds that the din is, since it's Yibayid L'Yivshita, we say L'chatchil L'Yitinasei, V'mnisus L'Yitetzei. That's what the Rambam paskins. So the Mashal asks on the Rambam, why does he paskin V'mnisus L'Yitetzei? L'chayr it's a Shaila by a Deraisa. L'chayr if there's a Chash B'Didami, so we're dealing with an Isser Eishas Ish, on the Tzad is a Chash B'Didami, that should be a Chash Deraisa. So how could the Rambam say V'mnisus L'Yitetzei? So the Magen Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah both say that Al-Karch the Rambam held that the Chash of the Dami is only a Chash Midirabbanan. Midiraisa is no Chash of the Dami, only Midirabbanan is a Chash of the Dami. So Mela, if even though it's only a Chash Midirabbanan, but if there's Vade a Chash of the Dami, the Rabbanan will machmet to say Amnisus Teitze. But when you have a Suffolk, so then, l'chatchil le'tinase, but amnisus le'teitze, because of a suffix on the derabbanan, we're not going to be mitzi isha mibayla. But l'chayr it's a bissel shver. Two things. First of all, how did the Rambam know that b'didam is a chash derabbanan? Why was the Rambam machlet that way? A bissel shver. And second of all, l'chayr midayraisa the halacha is that a isha is not a menace to say meizbal. Midayraisa you need to aid them. The whole din that Aish is the menace to say Mezbala is like a Takanas Chachamim. So, L'chura, if the Chachamim themselves didn't believe the Isha in the case of Muhammad, because you say B'didami, so L'chura, how could you say that's only a Chash Derabanan? Midaraisa Stam, she's not believed. And Midarabanan, she's only believed when there's no Chash B'didami. So how could you say that the Chash B'didami is only a Chash Midarabanan? So this is Shreya to understand the Lamdas. L'chayim, wherever the Rabbanan were chayshish, that maybe she's not being accurate, that should automatically be a chash deraisa. Because midaraisa, she's not neman altogether. And it's only midarabbanan she's neman, and midarabbanan she's not neman in this case. So she'd be hajud dina to the din of the deraisa that she's an ashishish, and how could she get married? So what's the pshat in the Rambam that nems on clearly that the chash of the dummy is the Rabbanan? Because he says that when you have an iboid l'ifshita, the din is l'chachil l'itinase v'nisus l'itaytse. So the Maris HaTzev says a geshmak pshat. He says the Rambam himself in Perek Gimel Halacha of Beis explains that the reason why Muhammad Ba'olam, she's not in a menace, is because he says the words shematismach dait al dvarim sheruban l'misa v'taymer neis. Maybe she'll be saymach hadas on things that really there's a roiv that he'll die and say that he's vadei dead. Kagayin, like he brings the Gemara's case, that the ones before him and after him all died, and her husband was in the middle. So she'll say, because they died, he certainly died b'chlolan. So therefore, she's not in a menace. So Oymazai, when she says meis b'muchama, we know that we have that same birr of the daiku mitzvah mitay chaymish rechmarta, we know that there was a ruban l'misa here. Because the whole chash b'didami is that she'll take a ruban l'misa and say on a ruban l'misa, he's a vadei meis. So we don't know there's a vade misa. That's why Chazal didn't allow her to get married, because Ruben Lemisa is not enough. But we do know that there was a Ruben Lemisa, because the whole Chash B'Dam is when she sees something which is Ruben Lemisa, she'll say a vade misa. So that much we know that there's a Ruben Lemisa. Now the Rambam in Hilchas Nachleis, Perek Zayin Alocha Gimel, says a Gevaldig Chiddush. He says that many cases that we have, that we're going to have in the next two Prakim, like someone who falls into a den of lions, or someone who's crucified, or someone who's stabbed in the war, or other cases like that, which is Ruben Lemisa, the Rambam says that the Yerushim get the Nachla. We allow the Yerushim to get the Nachla, even though we don't allow his wife to get married. Because the Rambam paskins, the only reason it's only a Chumrah. Midaraisa Ruben Lemisa, we could be Sayimachan and Taka assume he's dead. But Legabe and Issachari say, well, Machmir. But Legabe Mamein, if two Eidim were made that these things happened, and he says, and he mentions also that it was never Zichra, we don't know, we didn't hear from him again. So in these cases, they could Yarshin based on the two Eidim. And he says it's nice in B'chol Yayin. So Kumdei Sarama himself is saying that whenever you have a case of Ruben Lemisa, Midaraisa, that's good enough. And the whole din that Ruben Lemisa is not good enough to be Matur and Eishas Ish is a Chumim Midarabanan. It's very good. So when you have a chash b'didami, Chazal will never chayshish, she's making up the story. Chazal will chayshish, she saw something which is Ruben Lemisa, and she's saying vadei meis based on it. Ibezai said, how much we know there was a Ruben Lemisa? Oh, a Ruben Lemisa is enough midiraisa to assume that he's dead. Even Lagabi Mammon, which you need to aid him, but Ruben Lemisa is enough to assume that he's dead. So it's only a Chumr Lagabi Eishas Ish. That Chumr is a Chumr Derabanan. That's why the Rambam paskins, when you have the Iboid L'Ivshita, if there's a Chash B'Dami or not, the din is L'Chadchil L'Aitinase, V'Mnisus L'Aitetse. Because since even with the Chash B'Dami, there's no Chash, we know that there was a Ruben Lemisa, so we know Midaraisa she's Mataris, the whole Shaila is Lagabi, the Chumr Derabanan, to need a Vade Misa. On that we say that when there's a Suffolk, we're not Maitzi Ishtim Ibala by a Suffolk of a Chumr Derabanan. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara had brought a brisa, b'negei the sugya of Achzika Mechama Ba'ilam, which says that if a wife says that there was a fire in the house or in the cave, and I got saved and the husband was burnt, she's not in a menace. Why not? Because all she's saying is that I escaped and I saw my husband couldn't have escaped. So obviously he got burnt. It was impossible to survive in the fire. But that we tell her, no, just like you escaped, we don't know. Maybe your husband found a way to escape himself, which you just didn't know about. You assumed that Avadi is in the fire because you didn't see him come out. but maybe he found a way to come out, just like you found a way to come out, and therefore he's still alive. That's the Gemara. So Behemshech, that is Braisam, the Gemara brings a story. The story was that there was somebody who, at the end of his Sheva Brachas, the place where he was sleeping with his wife had a fire. And his wife started screaming, "Look at my husband, look at my husband." And when they came, they found there was a man that was burnt, a Gavre Charucha. They also found a hand, a palm of a hand, which was lying there. So the Gemara says, "Savra Abchir Bravin Lememer, Hainu Ushino of the Bais." Abchir Bravin says, this is the same case as that Braisa. There's a fire, and the wife escaped, and she assumed that her husband didn't, but it's not a raya. Maybe her husband escaped also, so Mela, the wife cannot get married. So Rava says, two tainus. First of all, here she said, Chazug Avroi, Chazug Avroi. And second of all, here we have an actual burnt body, Lefanenu, and the palm of a hand. So that should be enough of a raya to say that the Baal is dead. We have the body here. The body was apparently charred beyond recognition. It was impossible to see if the body was the husband. But Rava held the fact that we have a burnt body here and the palm of the hand, that would indicate that the husband's dead. Zakt Abchir Barav, no. The burnt body, that could be from someone else. That could be from someone who came, was trying to save them, and ended up getting burnt. And the palm of the hand that's here, that could be it's the husband's palm, but doesn't mean that he died. Maybe his hand fell off in the fire, and he got a tremendous mum, he was deformed, and therefore he ran away, and he doesn't want to come back because he's deformed, he's crippled, he's embarrassed to come back, but really she's an Ashes Ish. That's the Maskana of the Gemara. Now the Rishayim point out that the Gemara's Nusach is Mashma, that Abchir B'Avon is only a Havimina. That's what it means, Savar Abchir B'Avon Lamemar. Abchir B'Avon thought to say. Sounds like in the end he didn't stick to a Shita. So that would mean that we should pass him like Rava and assume that the Isha is Materis to get married in this case. But Lamaisa, the Rif and the Rosh and Raif Paiskim do not pass him that way. Perhaps they had a different Nusach, or perhaps they understood the Gemara differently. But whatever the case is, they ended up passing like a Abchir B'Avon, that in this case the Isha would not allow to get married. So it comes in a Chumra in this Gemara, that just like the Braisa says, Ashinu Olav Asabayis, if there's a fire and the woman comes out of the fire saying that her husband got stuck inside and died, she's not in a menace because how would she know for sure that he got stuck inside? Perhaps he ran out from a different way and she didn't see. And Rav Chiya Bar Avin is extending it to even a case where you find the charred body and even in a case where you find this hand which is lying on the floor. But it's a machleikus Rishayim pashit pshat in the sugya. And therefore, Machlekes Yishenim LaHalacha, how vite this Chumra of Abchir B'Avon goes. And the two Pshatim are as follows. The Ritva says that the palm of the hand is recognizable that it was her husband's palm. We have clearly here her husband's palm. So, Mela, we have two rayas that her husband died. First of all, we have a charred body, which we don't recognize at all. And second of all, we have a palm of a hand, which we know for sure is her husband's. And these are two rayas that he got perished in the fire. Now, l'chari, you're going to have to say that the burnt body, the hands were not recognizable at all. The burnt body didn't have hands. Because if the burnt body had hands, then you would know clearly the burnt body is not her husband. Because we have her husband's hand here. And obviously, the burnt body which has its own hands is not the husband. L'chari, you're going to have to say, according to Dvaz Pshat, the burnt body had no hands. So, Mela, we see the husband's palm here. We see the burnt body. Mestama, the burnt body is her husband, charred beyond recognition, and this is his hand. And even that, the Abchir B'Avon held was not a raya, because maybe the burnt body is someone else, and even though we had no idea that anyone else had come into the house, b'chlal, but maybe somebody did without us realizing it, and the fact that we have her husband's palm is also not a raya, like the Gemara says, maybe his palm fell off, but his hand fell off, but he ran away. So Lafinus Pshata comes at a Chumra, that even if the husband was the only one in the house, and we see a body in the house, so we see that somebody in the house died, and the husband was the only known person to be in the house, we're still Chayshish, maybe someone else came in. So this is what comes out, Lafila Ritva. And the Rivan also holds it as Pshat, the Rivan and the Taiz the Rush. Lamaisa, Rashi Zicha doesn't hold it as Pshat, because Rashi, the Maskal Pisa, the other, Rashi's Meish, Acher Habola Atziloi. According to the Ritva, there's never having an epistle to the others from another person. The epistle to the other we know is from the husband. That we could recognize is from the husband. The Ishacha Balatzila is the Gavri Charucha. But Rashi clearly says that the Pisa the Yada, at least at one point of the Gemara, is from the Ish Achra Bala Atzila. So Rashi's pshat is a different pshat, and this is the pshat that it says in the Me'iri, and also Rabbein Yeruchim, the Sivcha of Gimel, brings the same pshat from the Ramah, which they hold like this. They hold that even according to Abchiyah Bar Oven, if you don't know there's somebody else in the house, and the house burns down, and the guy in the house is... And there's a body in the house which you can't recognize, but there's a body in the house which is dead, then we know for sure it's the husband. We don't have to be chayshish, someone else came into the house that we don't know about it, and he died, and the husband escaped. That, even according to Chibur Oven, you don't have to be chayshish b'chol. But the case here was like this. The case here was that the Gavri Charucha, that charred body, had arms. That charred body had hands. So now that we have the Gavri Charucha, and we have the pista the other, so we see there was another person. Because there's a hand of someone else who's not the Gavri Charucha. So now we see there's another person, that it was another person in the house. But Rava still says it's mutter. Why? Because the issue is screaming Chazu Gavroi. She's insisting the Gavri Charucha is her husband. And we have the Gavri Charucha that's in the house, which she's saying is her husband. And the pista the other, that's from the other person that came to save her. And according to Rava, perhaps we're going to think the other person also got burnt in the fire. Just nothing was left of him except for the palm of his hand. And the rest of his body is completely destroyed. So even though we know there must have been another person here, but forget, perhaps everyone died. That's what it would seem to be most likely according to Rava. So like the Abchir Rava, no. Since Lamaisa, we know someone else was here. Vaharaya, we have a piss in the other, we have a hand which doesn't belong to the Gavri Charucha. So it's zichet klar that someone else was here. So now we have to be cheshish the other way. That maybe that someone else was guarding the Gavri Charucha. Maybe that someone else, he's a charred man. And the piss of the other maybe is from the husband. And once the piss of the other is from the husband, then we don't know that the husband perished in the fire. Maybe he ran away because of the mum. He was embarrassed because of his crippleness, because of his deformity, and he's not coming back, but the wife is still Ashish. But if you don't have anyone else, if you have no right that anyone else came into the house, then we could assume it's the husband. So kumdais, a very big machlekes halacha l'maisa, between if you learn the Gemara like the Ritva and the Rivan, which hold that the piss of the other was clearly the husband's hand, and faker, the wife is tining that the piss of the other is from the Gavri Charucha. So Mele, we have absolutely no indication that anyone else came in. And still with Cheshish that someone else came in, he's the Gavri Charucha, and the piss of the other, even though we know clearly he's from the husband, maybe the husband ran away. And we have the Rivan and Ramah, which Rashi also seems to hold of, that Faker, that if we don't have anyone, if we don't have any reason to think that anyone else came into the house, we're not Cheshish anyone else came in. The piss of the other is making trouble for us, because the piss of the other is clearly not from the Gavri Charucha, who has two hands, and therefore the piss of the other shows that someone else must have come in. That's why we're chayshish, that the guy that came in was killed, and the Baal is still alive without his hand. And now, let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, Yibayilu, that is shayla, Eidachal b'muchama mai. What's the din by Eidachal b'muchama? We have two forms of namanus. We have the Isha Atzma, when the woman says that her husband died, and we have the Eidachad that we learned in the 10th parak. If the Eidachad comes and says her husband died, he's Neman. By the Isha, we find the Mishnah telling us that when it's a Mulchama, she's not Neman. What's the din by Eidachad by Mulchama? And the Gemara explains it studim. Is the Tamad Eidachad Mehemma Mishun the Mulsa that Vilu the Glui Hulai Meshaker, Hachanami Lai Meshaker? Is the reason why Eidachad Neman is because since it's going to be clear to everyone eventually that he's lying, if he's lying, because the husband could come back, so therefore he would never lie in such a case where he could be exposed, and therefore in even the case of Muhammad, he won't lie, he won't say b'dedami, and he's Neman. The reason why Recha Demen is because we're saimach that the Isha herself won't get married unless she makes sure that the husband's dead. So being saimach on the Isha also. And that wouldn't work here because you say b'dadami. That's the Gemara. Now, the Rishayim have a machlokes. In what case is the Gemara declaring an echad b'muchama? By the Isha, we had two cases. We had the case where she said mei stam, where there she's not believed, she says b'dadami. And we have the case where she says mei sukavaitiv, where there, according to Rav Rishayim, let's not get into the Rambam Shita now, according to Rav Rishayim, mei sukavaitiv is naman, because there is no b'dadami. She says she buried him. So Mamela, it's impossible for her to be saying b'dadami. We're not chayshish that she's making up new information which she knows isn't true. We're only being chayshish that she's saying something which she sincerely believes is true. It's just that she's saying it, she's jumping to conclusions. She doesn't know 100% for sure. She just thinks she's sure. So Mamela, kevartiv, she wouldn't say unless that was true. And if it was kevartiv, there's no b'dadami. She definitely knows that her husband died. The husband died. So that's what we find by Isha, the chilah between mei stam and mei su kevartiv. Now, the Gemara Shaila by an Echad, what's the Gemara Shaila? Is the Gemara Shaila Dafka by Mei Stam? But by Mei Sukavaitiv, just like the Isha's Neman, an Echad also is Neman. That's one side of the Rishayim. Another side of the Rishayim is by an Echad, the Shaila would apply by both cases. Sai by Mei Stam and Sai by Mei Sukavaitiv. And a third side of the Rishayim is that Fakert. By Mei Stam, an Echad is certainly not Neman. The whole Shaila is by Mei Sukavaitiv. And we're going to explain all these three shittas and what the reasoning behind them is. So first, shittas Rashi. Rashi holds that the shaila is, does the erechot say b'dadami or not? Does the halacha of milsa d'avida l'gluye, the fact that the aid wouldn't lie because it's going to be obvious if he's lying, would that prevent the erechot from saying b'dadami? And it's different than the Isha. The Isha is personally negeya b'davar. She has a personal interest in this edus, so she's not going to be as concerned as Milsa David Lagluye. The Erechad has nothing to gain here. So therefore, because he's afraid about the Milsa David Lagluye, he's going to be extra careful, and he's not going to say b'dadami. That's the first tzad. And the second tzad is no. Chazal weren't saimich on Milsa David Lagluye. Chazal weren't saimich on the svara that a person would be very careful if he might be exposed. What Chazal were being Saimichan was Isha Daiku Mintzva. Chazal being Saimichan, the woman herself not getting married until she checks out and makes sure that the husband died. And therefore, here we have the Chshash B'dadami on the Isha. That Chshash would, of course, apply to Erechad also. Erechad's only Neman because the Isha is helping him out. He's not going to be Neman more than the Isha. So this is the Shail of the Gemara. Does the Erechad say b'dadami or not? Does Milsa David Lagluye tell me he's not saying b'dadami? He would never say b'dadami. It's a Milsa David Lagluye. He'd be scared to say b'dadami. Or no, we're not saimach on Milsa David Lagluye. We're only saimach on Isha Daika Minsava. And we know from the Mishnah that the Isha is not Daika so much when there's a case of b'dadami and she anyway assumes her husband died. So therefore, the Erechad's not going to believe it anymore. The Erechad also will say b'dadami. That sheet is Rashi in the Sugya, also the sheet is Abal Amar. And they hold that in the case where the Erechad says Mesu Kavartiv, Balamar says clearly Rashi is also Mashman that way. Avadid Binaman. Avadid Binaman to say Mesu Kavartiv, just like the Isha's and the Menas to say Mesu Kavartiv. The whole Shaila is the Erechad the same as Isha? And therefore he's not Naman to say Mesdam, just like the Isha's not Naman to say Mesdam? Or is the Erechad better than the Isha? And he's Naman to say Mesdam, al kosa milsa vil gluye. And you don't have b'dadami by Erechad. But if when the Isha is Neman, like b'veisu gevaitiv, of course Erechad is Neman. That's the first sheet of the Rishayim. Sheet is Rashi in the Malamar. The next sheet is Taisus, and most of the Rishayim, Ramban, Rashi, Ridva, the Ravid, they all bring out, most Rishayim must go with this Mahalach, that an Erechad doesn't say b'dadami. There's no shash Erechad to say b'dadami on either side of the Gemara. Erechad does not say b'dadami, period. So what is the shail of the Gemara? The shail of the Gemara is the Erechad Neman altogether? Do we have an amanus of the Erechad altogether here? Or is the Erechad not Neman and we're just simply afraid he's lying? Just like me, they're icy, you need to aid them. So by Mulchama, there's no takan Erechad should be Neman. Erechad's stam not Neman, there's a shash that he's lying. What's the tutsdanim of the Gemara? The shail is why Chazal were maimin erechad by to say meizbal. Why were they maimin erechad b'malka maguna? Is it that the Eirechetz Neman on his own steam? Because most of the Avodah L'Gluyah Le'avinu D'Meshakri. Since the Eirechetz has an Emunah based on the Svara that he would never lie about something which he could be exposed, the Baal could come back if he's lying, and therefore he has an Emunah. So he doesn't need any support from the Isha B'chlal. He's Neman on his own, Milsa Davidu L'Gluyah, if that's true. So then he'd be Neman B'Melchama. Well, even if he says May Stam, because Eirechetz doesn't say B'Dedami. B'Dedami is a specific shash by an Isha, not by Eirechetz. If Eirechetz doesn't know for sure, he's not coming. Period. On both sides of the Gemara. The second side of the Gemara is, though, that Eirechetz not Neman on his own. We don't say Milsa Davidu L'Gluyah L'Avdim M'Shakri. Eirechetz Neman because Isha Daiku Mitzvah. Because we're being saimach that the woman herself wouldn't get married unless she makes her independent investigation, knows for sure that the husband died. Now, in this case, where the Eid said that he died by Muhammad, and the Isha investigates, that we know, that as soon as the Isha sees that he was wounded in the war, or that all the other soldiers died in the war, she accepts that to mean, b'tayris vaday, that her husband died. So Mamela, we don't have the support of Daiku Mintzvah here, because her diuk, her investigating, her being careful to make sure her husband died, is limited to finding out that her husband was in a situation where Al-Pi Revi's dead, which is not good enough. So even if the Eirechetz were to say that I know for sure he's dead, I buried him, that wouldn't help. We don't know that the Eirechetz Bechal is saying the truth. He might be lying totally. I would be saimach le'ishas daiku mitzvah. Okay, but that would only tell us that he was mortally wounded in the war. That it was machali giray reimcha. But we still don't know that the isha is not going to check to make sure that he's actually dead. So we don't have the support of daiku mitzvah to support what the eirechet is saying, and therefore could be eirechet is stam lying. He's an eirechet. He has no nemanis. So these are the two stam of the gemara. Does the eirechet have nemanis on his own? Because the milsa devidu l'gluyah, we don't need a daiku mitzvah, and then he's neman even to say may stam. Eirechets don't say b'didami. Or does the eirechet need the support of the isha daiku mitzvah? He needs that the isha wouldn't get married without her herself figuring out that he died. And in this case, you don't have daiku mitzvah, because since there was a milchama, she's only daik enough to see that he probably died. She's not medaik to see that he definitely died. So male eirechet remains unsupported. So even if the eirechet said meisu kavartiv, it wouldn't help. Even though there's no shash b'dami, there's anyway no shash b'dami. The shash is the shash m'shaker. Not that we have any reason to suspect him for lying, but stop, Eirechetz not Neman without the support of Nisha. When you don't have the support of Nisha, he's not Neman no matter what he says. This is the second pshat in the Gemara. Lefidus pshat, Taisus and the Rishenim, the Shaila would apply equally to Meis Stam or Meisu Kavartiv. And then we have the Shita Sarif. The Shita Sarif also understands the Gemara like Taisus, that the question is the Eirechetz lying or not? Does the Eirechetz have the manas in his own steam because the Milsa Davidu L'Gluyah, and even without Daiku Mitzvah, we're going to assume he's saying the truth, or do you need Daiku Mitzvah, and here there is no Daiku Mitzvah, so Mela, Stam could be the Eirechetz lying. But the Rif holds the opposite of Taisus. Taisus holds on both Stadim the Eirechetz would not say B'Dedami. The Rif holds on both Stadim the Eirechetz would say B'Dedami. When the Eirechetz says, May Stam B'Melchama, Stam he not believed. Even if you have Milsa Davidu L'Gluyah, just like an Isha says B'Dedami, Eirechetz says B'Dedami, that the Gemara understood on both Stadim. The whole Shail of the Gemara is when the Eirechetz says Meisu Kavartiv. So there's no Shash the Eirechetz is saying B'Dedami. So now we have a good Shail. Is Eirechetz believe because he's not saying B'Dedami, Milsa Davidu L'Gluyah, and he's not saying B'Dedami because he's saying Meisu Kavartiv? Or do you need the support of the Isha, and the Isha's Daiku Mitzvah will be limited to seeing Meis B'Melchamah, and she won't be medayik till to see that he actually died with certainty. So male the aid would have no nemanis, and Mechayshah said he's lying. But this is where the Rif argues on Taisus, that Taisus holds on both Stadim, we don't say B'Dedami. So therefore on the Tzad Derechot's Neman, even by Meis Tam is Neman. And the Rif holds no, on both Stadim you do say B'Dedami. And therefore, on the Tzad Derechetz Neman, he'd only be by Neman B'Meisu Kvartiv, where there's no Shashid Adam, even by the Isha. The Rif even says a bigger Chiddush, which is to Yishayin and Mamamish Matmiyan, The Rif says not only an echad says b'dadami, which this we can hear, maybe an echad, the nemanis of an echad is the same as the nemanis of ish, he says b'dadami. But the Rif says even two edim say b'dadami. B'dadami is a chash across the board. Even if two edim were to say mei stamba mechama, according to the Rif, they're not neman, they say b'dadami. That's a very b'chiddush, they could even b'chashish, two edim saying b'dadami. But that's a shittas Rif. So here's the three shittas in the sugya. Shittas Rashi in the Baal Amar, that's goof of the shayla is, does the eid say b'dadami or not? But the eid is zichan eman. The eid is zichan eman. The shayla says he say b'dadami. So the only shaylas are meis stam. By meis stam, it's a shayla in the Gemara if the eid echad says b'dadami, or is the eid echad better than the isha because the milsa davidu l'gluye. But by meis ukevaitiv, the eid echad is zichan eman according to both sources because we're not chayshis the eid echad for a long period. Then you have Shittas Taisus that holds that Eid Echad Zicha does not say b'dadami. That's according to both Stadim. But we have a Chashash that maybe he's lying. These are the two Stadim. Is Eid Echad Neman on his own without any Chashash of lying because the Milsa Divide Lagluye? And then he'd be Neman even if he says Mei Stam because Eid Echad doesn't say b'dadami? Or is an Echad only Neman with the support of the Isha Daikum Mitzvah? Here we don't have the support because the Isha is saying b'dadami, and therefore the Echad's not Emma no matter what he says, even if he says Meisuk Vaitiv, because we have no Daikum Mitzvah. And then we have the third side, the Rif, who says Fakert, that Eid Echad always has a Chash b'dadami. Meistam is not Emma according to either side of the Gemara, and even two Eidim have a Chash b'dadami. Meistam is not Emma even by two Eidim. The whole Gemara Shaila is, does the Eid Echad need the support of the Isha and then even Meisuk Vaitiv wouldn't be Neman? Or is an Echad Neman on his own because the Milsa Dividu Ligluye? And then, Al Kapanim and Meisuk Vaitiv, we don't have the Chash that the Eid Echad is saying b'dadami, he would be Neman. That's the Sugya Zagamar. And now let's see the Sugya Vaita. The Gemara brings, the second Raya the Gemara brings to the Shaila is, Tashema, Maisa b'shnei tamin hachacham she'ibonam abiyesi ben simoye b'svina. There's a Maisa Tutu Minacham were coming with Abi Yasi ben Simoy in a ship, the Tav and the ship sank. The Hissi Rebbe Nishisayim Alpinashim. And women testified that they died. And Rebbe accepted their testimony and allowed the wives of the Tuminichacham to get married. So Maisa Kashava Mayim Kamulchamadamu. Mayim is like Mulcham, have the same Chshasha Bididami. Vinashim. And women afilu mei keid echad damu. By nashim, even if you have two nashim, but they're considered like a eid echad, because nashim ordinarily pasul eidus. Uktani hissi, and you see still that he allowed them to get married. Is it right that there is no chash b'dadami be eid echad, and the eid echad b'mucham is neman? So the Gemara says v'tizbara that can't be true, because mayim shein lem seif ninu mayim shein lem seif ishtay asura. It can't be that the story was just that the women testified that the ship sank and that was enough for them to get married, because the halacha is that even if you see somebody drown in the water and you see that he was underneath the water and he did not come up for a long time, for a time that he can't survive in the water, but if it's a mayim she'ein lem seif, a water that you cannot see the ends of the water, like a sea or an ocean, then his wife's going to be usher anyway, because we're afraid that maybe he swam underwater or was pulled underwater to a place where you can't see anymore, and he came up there. So anyway, the case can't be simply the way it says in the Braisa that the women saw them drown. Elamai, like the Gemara says, and we're going to explain this soon, that the case was that they were made, that they saw them on the shore, and the Gemara goes into that. But on the Etzim Gemara's Raya, the Havman of the Gemara that did bring this Raya, first we're going to say a few ha'aris. Firstly, Rabbi Kivega asked the following question. At this point in the Gemara thought that the women were made that they drowned in the water. And the Gemara didn't realize that Mayim Shein Lem Saif Ishtay Asura. The Gemara thought that was enough. They don't have to actually see the body being pulled over shore and dead. As long as they're made that the body went and drowned in the water, that's good enough to be an Eidus. So Rabbi Kivega asked, Lefidus Havimina, that didn't know that Mayim Shein Lem Seif Ishtay Asura, why Mechlal is there Chshash B'dadami? What's the Chshash B'dadami? What's the Chshash that maybe they'll say that they drowned in the water and they didn't see them actually die? Well, at this point, the Gemara held that was enough. The Gemara says, V'tizbra, it's not enough even if you're not Chayshish B'dadami. because Mayim Shem Lasef Ishtei Asura. But in the Havimina, if you're not Chayshish with the dummy, it is enough to be made the drowned. So what's the Chash with the dummy? Why should there be a problem if you are Chayshish with the dummy? What might they see to make them jump to the conclusion? So this is Pashup Shat. That even in a case, let's say, by Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Seif, which is water which you could see all around. You could see where the water ends, like a lake. And somebody falls off a boat and drowns in a lake. Where the halacha is, you don't have to, even if his body was never recovered, but it's mutter, because there's no chash that he went to a place where you can't see him, because it's Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Seif, you could see all around. But you still need that there should be somebody that was there that saw from the time he went underwater, was looking at all the size of the water, and was sure that he didn't come up, and was there for enough time, a sheer shah at Kadesha Tetzei Nafshei, he waited until it was impossible for him to remain alive underwater. If all someone saw was he went underwater in the lake and seemed to drown, but ran away quickly and didn't see what happened afterwards, that wouldn't help. Even by Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Seif, because maybe after the person left, the one who drowned got up and was able to get out of the water, and they weren't there anymore to watch. So even in the Gemara's Havimina, that didn't know this extra chumra, that Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Seif Ishtei Asura, even in a case where you're scanning all sides and you were there for a long enough time that it's impossible they survive under the water. And even that's usur, because maybe he floated swiftly to a place where you can't see anymore and came out there, which is the big chumra of Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Seif. But even in the Havimina, you'd al kapanim need that they were able to scan as much as they could see and be there for a long time. Shah kadei shia shetetzei nafshei, be there for whatever the shear is that he would have to drown, an hour or two, whatever it is. We'll see in the Gemara later. Otherwise, without the chum of Mayim Shein Lem Seif, it's not a good edus. So there's a very pashat achshashe b'de dummy, because it's like a mulchama. There's a very big bahala. It's not the type of place that you'd want to stay around. And if they say, yes, we know 100% for sure that they drowned in the water, they could be jumping to conclusions. It could be all they saw was they were under the water for 10 or 15 minutes, and they assumed that, of course, if they weren't recovered then, they didn't get up. But that's only Reuben Lemisa. That's not an Eidus Misa, even without the Chumr of Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Seif. Even by Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Seif, it wouldn't be good. And that's the Chashash B'Dedam. That's what Rabbi Kivega says. Another Ara, the Rajba asked this Ara on the Rif. This Gemara would stim, according to Rashi, that holds that the Shaila is there a Chashash B'Dedam? So we see from here, that by Edom, by two women, there's no Chashash B'Dedam. Because this is a clear case where you could say by the dummy like we explained, and yet Rebbe accepted the testimony. According to Taisus, it also works. Because according to Taisus, the aid, we don't have any chash the aid them are going to say by the dummy. But what's the problem? That we don't have the support of Daiku Mintzva. So Mimela, since we don't have the support of the Daiku Mintzva, because the Ish is only getting the Daik up to the point where she knows Rubam Lamisa. The marshal, in this case, the Ish is only giving the daik that she knows that he went overboard. But that someone stayed around Achetetz and Avshay, she's already going to say by the dummy. So even though these Edom testify that they did stay around Achetetz and Avshay, and we're not chayshish them for the by the dummy, but you have a pashat achash meshaker. Because Erech is not Neman when the Ish is going to say by the dummy, according to that side of the Shaila. So here also, the Gemara is bringing a good raya to the Shaila. The Shaila was that whenever the Isha has a chash by the dummy, the Eid Stam is not Neman. And here you see that even though the Isha Avad has a chash by the dummy, she'll only know about the Tfiyah, she won't know anything more. But still the Eid are Neman to say that they were there, Shah Shira Kadesha Tetzei Nafshei, to say the full Eidus that they know for sure that he's dead. But according to the Rif, the Gemara on both Stadim held that there was a chash by the dummy. By Edom. So what's this a riot to the Shaila? The whole Shaila was dafka by Mesu Kavaitiv, where the Edom are saying something which they don't have a chash by the dummy. But over here, where the women are saying that she drowned in the water, so there's a chash by the dummy according to both Stadim. So what does the Gemara want? That's what the Rashba asks on the Rif. So the Rashba says that ain't a chinami. The Gemara, his shaila was b'derech kol shekein. The Gemara saw from this brisa, the way the Gemara first learned the brisa, that even if the Edom say may stam, they should be neman. And a tzad that neither tzad of the Ibaya held of. That by Edom there's no, that even by Erecha, even when there's a chash but a dummy of the Erecha, he's neman, even by may stam. So kol shekein, the Erecha will be neman by may sukavartiv. But still, the Rashba is bothered, because the Rif held that Lamaisa even two Edom have a chash but a dummy. And the Gemara, when it brought the Raya, the Gemara made sure to say that the problem here is because Nashim afilu mei keirecha damyin. According to the Rif, that the chash but a dummy is even by two Edom, the Gemara could have had a kasha, even if Nashim are like two Edom. But akapanim, you see that you don't say but the dummy by Edom. That's what he asked the Ara on the Rif. Now, the Gemara goes right. What is the Gemara's teretz? It couldn't be the case, the Gemara says, that Stam the Nashim were mayed, that they fell off the ship and drowned without having recovered the body, because that anyway is not a good edus. It's Mayim Shein Lem Seif and Ishtay Asura. So what is the case? The case is that they said the body was recovered. They said that a skinu kamon, they recovered the body, the body was taken out, v'chazinu l'alta, we saw right away, v'kamri simonim, and they also say simonim delav alayah simchin and ala simonim. That's the Gemara's answer. So, what's the pshat in the Gemara's teretz? According to Rashi in the Baal Amor, that learns that the shaila was only by mei stam, by mei sukvaitiv, the Gemara held with a klarkait erechod zneman. So we can understand the Gemara's teretz very well. The Gemara's havvina was that the Noshim said that they drowned. So there is a chash b'dami. Like we said, there's definitely a chash b'dami because maybe they weren't there long enough. They just think they were there long enough. They're jumping to conclusions that they were there long enough to know for sure that the body wasn't recovered, but really they weren't. So I think anyway it wouldn't work, even if they were there long enough. Mayim Shein Lem Seif Ishtay Asura. Now the teretz is that they dragged the body out of the water, they recovered the body, and therefore there's no bit of dummy. That's like Mesu Kavartiv. And the reason why the Gemara mentions Simanim is because Rashi says that the water changes the tzura of the panim, the water changes the way a person's look. It's impossible after a person drowns to ascertain that's the right person just by looking at the face. And therefore the Gemara says they said simanim. Simanim would be a raya. But al kapanim, it's daimit, the case of mesa kavartiv, the edim are being made on something definite, they're not being made on something which requires a shikul hadas, requires a judgment call that you could say by the dummy. But according to Taisus, and according to the Rif, that once you have a situation where there's a bididami situation here, l'mashal, a drowning, mayim k'mulchama dami, that mayim is the same thing as mulchama, then even if the edim say meisu kavaita, they're not neman, because you don't have the daiku mitzvah helping them out, so what's the Gemara's teretz? Even though the Edom are being made on a definitive thing, they're saying that we recovered the body and we saw clearly through Simanim that it was the Talmidei Chachamim that had drowned. And they have no suffik, and there's no chash b'dami in their testimony. But why isn't there still a chash b'dami on the Isha's daika? And we should say that the daiku mitzvah doesn't support the testimony. And vaita, we should be paishit the shayla that the Edom are neman even without a daiku mitzvah, simply because milsa davidi glui leavidi de mishakri. That's the gevaldige kasha on this maskana. And the two mahalchim and the rishayim had to answer this kasha. First mahalch is the Ramban. The Ramban says that when it says v'kamri simanim, the lav alayu samchinin ala simanim, it doesn't mean that these women who testified about these Talmidei Chachamim said simanim that they themselves were familiar with. L'mashal simanim on a dava gali, they knew that he had a birthmark on his face or a wart on his hand or something which they already saw mechayim, and that's how they're telling us they knew, they made sure that it was the right person. That alone wouldn't help, because the issue would say b'dami, you have no daiku mitzvah, there'll be a chash m'shaker. The Kamri Simanim means that they said Simanim in a Makam Mutzna. They talked about Simanim that it was impossible for them to know about unless they actually had the mace in front of them. They said there was a birthmark or a wart or a deformity in a private place where there's no way they could have known about it. So it's like Simane Aveda here. That's what the Gemara means. La valayu samchin and ela simanim. The whole shayla is by Eid Echad. You want to be saimich on the nemanis of Eid Echad, the nidaiku mincevah. Anytime we're dealing with mayim, we're dealing with someone that drowned, there's no daiku mincevah. The isha is going to say by the dummy. So it doesn't matter what the eid says. Even if the eid says mesu kavartiv, he's not neman. But when the eid says simanim, how do they know the simanim? It's impossible for the eid to have guessed the simanim. We don't say that. That's the rule of simanim. Simanim says that we don't say that they punk guess the simanim. They punk to mechaven to the simanim. So male, that's why simanim helps. Because by simanim we don't have to, we're not relying on the reliability of the aid bechlal. We're not relying on the truthfulness of the aid bechlal that you need daiku mitzvah. We have a whole new reason to be matter the isha, simanim. Just like a Baal Aveda, we assume it's his Aveda, not because we trust him, but because he says simanim, and it's obviously his. Otherwise, how could he have known the simanim? Here also, obviously they must have seen the husband. They said simanim, which is impossible for them to have been familiar with. Obviously, they must have seen the actual husband. That's the Ramban's mahalach in the sugya. The second mahalach is the Mordechai, the way Rabbi Kivega and Tshuva Simen Kav Zayin understands the Mordechai. And you see from Taisus that he didn't go with the Ramban. Taisus himself tries to explain why didn't Tvi Asayin work. Taisus says because there's a chash by the dummy and Tvi Asayin, since they saw them drown, so they're going to say no matter what, they're going to say, oh yes, it's definitely the same person. Taisus doesn't say like what he should have said, that Tvi Asayin doesn't work because you don't have the daiku mincevah supporting. So the second teretz is, the Mordechai's teretz is, that there's only a chash by the dummy if the body remained on the battlefield, or in that Mars Havmina, the body wasn't recovered from the water, then the Isha is only medayik what went on in the battlefield, what went on in the boat. And as soon as she hears that something Ruben Lemisa went on, she ascertains that fact, she's not medayik any further. But when the Eid testifies that the body was recovered, then the Isha is going to be medayik about that also. Because there's no reason not to medayik further. So the Isha is not going to have it, it's not going to be enough for her just to medayik that he fell off the boat. If the eight said he fell off the boat and drowned in the water and was never recovered, so as soon as the Isha finds that he fell off the boat, she'll assume that he drowned in the water and was never recovered. But if the eight is made that the body was recovered, the Isha won't get married until she ascertains that he was recovered as well. So Kum Dais, the Daiku Mintzvah does support the eight's testimony if he says that a skin will come on. So in that case, even if the aid's just made on the simanim, not the pshat, it's not the pshat simanim b'makam amutzna, where the aid could not have guessed the simanim. Even if the aid knew the simanim from before, as long as the aid says that he saw the simanim now, that's good enough, because you have a daiku mincevah supporting the testimony. That's the pshat in the Mordechai, and that's the way Taisus goes also. So, in the end, the Gemara wasn't Peshit the Shaila, but there's a big machlekes rishainim. What is halacha l'maisa after all is said and done? Depending what the shaila is, that might depend on what the halacha is. The Baal Amar, which learned the sugya like Rashi, that when he says meisu kavaitiv, he's definitely neman, and the whole shaila is when he says meistam, if the eid has a kshash by the dummy, holds that l'maisa, that was never nifshat. So if the eid says meistam, and by the eid there's a kshash by the dummy, so then it's ibayd l'ifshta, and you have to go l'chumra. Mashengin, if the eid says meisu kavartiv, any time the eid's made on something which on his eid this is no shashib by the dummy, he's neman completely. That was never part of the Gemara Shaila. The Baal Amar also, agav, makes a chilik between being made on someone that was recovered from the water, between if you saw him drown, then there's a shashib by the dummy when you made that he was recovered, because since you saw him drown, you're going to assume that the body recovered is probably the one you saw drown. Mashenkin, the aide that didn't see him drown, has no idea that he drowned, has no idea that he fell into the water in the first place, and he's made on the body, that would not be any problem of Vididami. That's what the Baal Amar says. It's negated to a sugya later. But Al Kopanim, in the Baal Amar, that's what it's Tolian. Whenever there's a chashash b'dami by an aid, you have to be machmetz ibayd l'ifshita. Whenever there's no chashash b'dami on the aid, then he's neman, because that's not part of the Gemara Shaila. The Rambam also pretty much paskins that way. The Rambam says clearly, aid b'mechamba b'meisu kevartiv is neman, because in that case, the Rambam holds, even by aid al-kapanim, is no chashash b'dami. But meistam, the Rambam says, l'chatchil le'tinasei v'mnisus le'teitsei. The Rambam holds that by Meis Stam, when there's a Chshasha B'Dedami by the Eid himself, it's Iboi Del Ifshta. And the Rambam Shita, like we spoke in the beginning of this year, whenever it is Iboi Del Ifshta, whether there is a Chshasha B'Dedami, that is a Shaila in Inyan Derabanan, like we spoke earlier, why Chshasha B'Dedami is in Inyan Derabanan, and therefore the din is, in Lechachil Leitinasei, Vimnisus Leiteitsei, since there's a Suffolk on a Chumra Derabanan, you can't be Meitzi Nisha Mibala with that Suffolk. But al kopanim, that's the sheet of the Baal Amar and the Rambam to be mechalik, that when there's no chashash b'dami on the edus, like meisu kevartiv, then he's neman. When there is a chashash b'dami on the edus, then the halacha is that it's ibayid l'ifshita. The Rif, like we mentioned, holds that by meisu kevartiv, that by meis tam, I mean, he's not neman, period. And it's not even ibayid l'ifshita. The Rif held that the chashash b'dami by eid is not the Gemara Shaila. The aid is definitely chashash b'dami, and like we mentioned earlier, even two aidim is a chashash b'dami. So meis tam is definitely not neman. But by meisu kevartiv, even though according to the Rif that gufa was the Gemara Shaila by meisu kevartiv, and the Shaila was like we explained, since the ish has a chashash b'dami, the daiku minsev is not supporting the aid's aidus, so mela could be the aid doesn't have an amanis, but the Rif paskins that he is neman in that case. Because even though the Gemara wasn't Peshit the Shaila here, the Rif brings other Gemaras later in these Prakim, that clear from those Gemaras that an Eid is Neman, even when there's a Chshash B'Dedami, as long as there's no Chshash on the Eid's B'Dedami, like an Eid B'Mulchama or an Eid by Mayim, but often that there's no Chshash B'Dedami on the Eidus of the Eid, he's Neman, even though you don't have a Daiku Mintzavah, because the Isha still has her B'Dedami. So Lamaisa, what the Rif Paskins is, by Meis Stam, he's not Neman, and even two Eidim are not Neman, and that's not even a Boy Livshta, that wasn't part of the Gemara Shaila, but by Meisu Kevartiv, he's Neman. And of course, that was Nifshat B'Makam Acher. Other Rishayim, the Ramban brings a Pshat that holds that the Shaila was Nifshat B'Makam Acher, that even by Meis Stam, he's Neman. Because like we said, the feel the way Taisus learns the sugya, there's no chiluk meis tam and meis ukvartiv, there's no chash by the dummy on the aids of the aid for sure. The whole shaila was, is he having the manis? And the male of the other sugyas that are clear that an aid achat has the manis in cases of melchama and mayim would say that he has the manis even to say meis tam. So those are the three shittas lamaskana, that the Ramban brings the shittas to Rishayim that an aid achat is neman in all cases, even by Meis Tam, and Kol Shekem and Meis Ukevartiv, there's no problem of Eidachah B'Mechama Klal. You have the Shittas Arif, that by Meis Tam, he's not Neman, there is a Chshash B'Dedami B'Eid, and even two Eidim is a Chshash B'Dedami, but by Meis Ukevartiv, he is Neman, even though the Shaila wasn't Nifshat here, it was Nifshat somewhere else. And you have the Shittas HaRambam and the Baal Amar, that by Meis Ukevartiv, he's Taka Neman. The Baal Amar holds that wasn't even part of the Gemara Shaila, that for sure he was Neman. But by Meis Tam, it's Yibayit Livshta, and the Rambam Paskins L'chil Leitinase V'Nisus Leiteitse.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.